Ryan Dozier and the Twins are in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers and Brandon Woodruff in his Miller Park debut, and the Minnesota offense gets going in the second.
1-2 on Polanco. And the pitch, ground ball to third and fair, off the glove of Perez and down the left field line as it finds the tarp. Rosario scores, Polanco loses his helmet as he stops at second base. It's a double, another RBI for Polanco against Milwaukee, and the Twins have a 1-0 lead here in the second. The 3-2 pitch, a drive to left and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone. Dozier homers again, his 22nd, a solo blast to left. And the Twins have a 2-0 lead here in the third. And the 2-0 pitch, a ground ball right side. Hit hard and off the body of Sogard, bounces into center. Dozier running third. He's going to try to score the slow, and he slides, he's safe. And the Twins take advantage of an error and lead by three here in the seventh. And here's the pitch, line to third and fair down the line. Pass to diving Perez. Scoring, Kepler. Mauer to third, an RBI double, Sano, 4-0 Twins. And the 1-2, inside corner, strike three called. It was a fastball. VR out number three, and Big Sexy through seven tonight and likely done here in Milwaukee.
With the win, the Twins move to within 4.5 games of the Indians for the top spot in the AL Central. Here's the manager, Paul Molitor.
You know, I don't think you go into a game thinking Bartolo's going to give you seven zeros. But he kept making pitches, you know. Gave up five singles, I think, and a couple of those with two outs. And was I off of that? So, yeah, it was just, you know, he was in command. He had those guys, you know, they you could tell by the swings, you know, the ball running in on their hands and the backdoor sinker and mixing in the change and the breaking ball. You know, he's just had a really good feel lately of how to make pitches and what guys might be looking for and how to counter that. And, it was really big for him to get through that seventh, get that last out. When he was at the end of his pitch count, we would have a little juggling to do because we were in a tough part of the lineup there. But he got through it. You know, he got the last strike out there. We offensively, it was a good night. Doze continues to swing the bat really well. It was kind of strange how they were playing Mauer up the middle when he hit that ball, but they were in the right spot. But we got a good hop that skipped away, and Doze running hard was able to score. And anytime you can add on in a close ball game, it makes a big difference at the end.
Was there any debate of maybe not sending Bartolo back out there in the seventh, or were you set on that?
No, he came in, and his pitch count was reasonable. I knew I'd probably only get one more out of him, but the way he was throwing, I was very comfortable having him go out there and try and shut him down one more time.
Some of your regular hit players take swings like Bartolo sometimes?
He does the statue once in a while, and then they think he's going to statue, and then he almost falls over, and it was good. I would have liked to see him square one of those balls up. I was afraid he was going to blow a hamstring out on that one swing, but it was entertaining. Even the first at bat, it's almost scooted one down the line there. He's got a plan. I don't know if I understand it, but he's got a plan, so. And hey, just quick, Rodgers and Blyle, six tough outs there at the end of the game. Good to see Rodgers getting back on track, and Maddie's been really nice, done a really nice job since we've had a chance to use him late in the game. That's three really good outings for him.
Wally, what do you know about Eds?
Makeup-wise, we hear really good things, poise, mound presence, all those things that you want to hear about a kid trying to get to the big leagues. And pitches, nice variety. I think he uses them all. He pitches behind. The fastball won't wow you, but it's got a little natural cut. He's been working on that pitch a little bit more. 89 to 91 will probably top out. And, just knows how to make pitches. So that's what we're hoping to see tomorrow night.
Minnesota will go for a fifth straight win on Thursday. Dietrich Enns will be called up from the minors to make his big league debut.